In short, Sam'ani sees the whole drama of the fall in terms of God's kindness and mercy toward human beings. God desires to make people aware of their own nothingness in order that they will put aside claims and open themselves up to his mercy, gentleness, love, and forgiveness. Sam'ani tells us what went on behind the scene when Adam ate the forbidden fruit. God here is handing out the parts that the various actors have to play. Here's the stage director, right before the eating forbidden fruit. Tree, you put up your head next to Adam's throne. Passion for the fruit, you enter into Adam's heart. Accursed Satan, you let loose the reins of your whispering. Eve, the one instance when he mentions Eve. Eve, you do the guiding. Adam, don't eat the fruit. Have self-restraint. Self-restraint. Don't come near Adam. Oh God, God, he says. Oh God, God, what is all this? We want to bring Adam down from the throne of indifference to the earth of need. We want to make manifest the secret of love. Again, servant, this is, now he's talking obviously to us. Servant, avoid disobedience and stay away from caprice. Caprice, you take his reins. World, you display yourself to him. Servant, show self-restraint. Self-restraint, don't come near him. Oh God, God, what is all this? We want to make the servant plead with us. We want to make manifest our attribute of forgiveness. Sam'ani sees God's forgiveness and love as the underlying explanation for his answer to the angels when they objected to Adam's creation. The angel said, what wilt thou place therein, one who will do corruption and shed blood? God did not say that he was not doing that. He said, I know what you do not know. In other words, I know that I will forgive them. You know their disobedience, but I know my forgiveness. In your glorification, you angels, you make manifest your own activity. While in my forgiveness, I make manifest my own bounty and generosity. I know what you do not know, which is my love for them. No matter what they are, I love them. Though your felicity lies in your sinlessness, I desire to show mercy to them. You wear the vest of sinlessness. They wear the covering of mercy. Earth is the capital of incapacity and weakness. What can be shown toward the weak except mercy? On the day when Adam slipped, they beat the drum of good fortune for all human beings. God set down a foundation with Adam at the beginning of the work. He gave him a capital from his own bounty. The first example of the bounty that he gave Adam was that he placed him in paradise without any worthiness and without his asking. And the first example that Adam displayed of his own capital was his slip. God made a contract with Adam at the beginning of this business. The condition of the contract was that whenever someone buys something or sells something, he has to give a taste. Adam gave a taste of his capital when he disobeyed the command and ate the wheat. God gave Adam a taste of the cup of bounty when he pardoned that slip. No sin, says Sam'ani, is as great as the first sin. This is especially true when the person was nourished on beneficence and nurtured through blessings. The angels had to prostrate themselves before Adam. The throne of his good fortune was placed upon the shoulder of those brought near to God. He was taken into paradise without any worthiness. God gave him a home in the neighborhood of his own gentleness. Since God pardoned the first slip, that is proof that he will pardon all sins. After all, says Sam'ani, we have 1,000 times more excuses than Adam had. If the darkness of clay is necessary, we have it. If the weakness of earth is necessary, we have it. If the impurity of stinking mud is necessary, we have it. If some confused bites of food are necessary, we have them. If the time should have become dark with injustice and corruption, we have that. If the accursed Iblis has to be sitting in wait for us, we have him. If caprice and passion have to dominate over us, we have that too. At the first slip, Adam was excused without any of these. Since we have all these blemishes, why should he not forgive us? In truth, he will forgive us. Finally, let me quote one more passage that sums up, in a nutshell, Samani's use. Dervish, I will tell you a secret. In the role of purity, they gave Adam the Chosen a cup full of the unmixed wine of love. From the distant Pleiades to the end of the earth, they set up the hat of his good fortune and the mirror of his magnificence. Then they commanded the angels of the celestial kingdom to prostrate themselves before him. But his magnificence, honor, eminence, good fortune, high level, and purity did not appear in that prostration. It appeared in Adam disobeyed. Chronicles. In certainty and in truth, these words extend higher than the throne of God's majesty. Why? Because being treated kindly in the time of conformity is no proof of honor. Being treated kindly in the time of opposition is the proof of honor. The chosen and beautiful Adam sat on the throne of majesty and perfection with the crown of prosperity on his head and the robe of bounty across his breast. The mount of beneficence was at the door. The pillars of the seat of his good fortune were higher than the throne. The umbrella of kingship was opened above his head, and he himself had raised the exalted banner of knowledge in the world. If the angels and the celestial spheres should kiss the ground before him, that is no surprise. What is surprising is that he fell into the pit of that slip. His straight stature, which had been pulled up by God-elected Adam, became bent because Adam disobeyed. Then, from the heaven of eternal gentleness, the crown of then God chose him took wing. O Dervish, if God had not wanted to accept him with all his defects, he would not have created him with all those defects. Do not think that Adam was brought out of paradise for eating some wheat. God wanted to bring him out. He did not break any commandments. God's commandments remained pure of being broken. Tomorrow, God will bring 1,000,000 people who committed great sins into paradise. Should he take Adam out of paradise for one small act of disobedience? Thank you.